Good morning. 10:19 on 2/20/2013, February the 20th. 9:10 in the morning. I got out before 9, but I got sidetracked this morning by the Siglerverse. I was working on Greedock the Splithead story. Sixteen twenty-one. Okay, we can do this. First mile was a good one. But I started digging around in my inbox, and sure enough, there it was. The story notes and Bible that I needed. And I started reading them and reading them. Kept reading them and had some ideas that I sent right back to Scott this morning. So yeah, quite excited. I don't know quite how excited I've been. A long time since I've been this excited about a writing project, but I am so totally stoked. Yes indeed. So I started reading Evo's book on how to writing ad copy or whatever it is. It's a good book. I haven't got very far in it, but it's, if you know Evo, you can hear him say everything that he writes. You can hear it in his voice. I can hear it in his voice in my head, so it's a pretty short book. I think he said 8,000 words. Very, very short book. I'm still in the preliminaries. I gotta get to the biggest chapter 5, which is the hows. How do you write it? Yeah, I take his point. He's got some good, he's already made a couple of good points. The first one was, ad copy is not synopsis. It's not a summary. It's not what the story's about. It's the invitation to the reader to find out what the story's about. And so from that perspective, yeah, I agree. Excellent. Excellent. I'm looking forward to actually getting into this. Whew. I've been walking too fast, so I'm breathless this morning. Try to get back so I can pick it up again. The story. So yesterday I did get the Tarzan story finished, finally. It took the better part of 3 hours, 3.5 hours, to edit it together and fix the spikos. Spikos are typos where you sped the wrong word. I think I got them all. I hope I got them all. So, there's some drop-ins that I think blend pretty well. The last bit has a bit of a tonal change to it because I recorded it on a different day. Something I never want to do. But it was that or re-record the whole thing again, and it just didn't seem worth it. The blend is probably only I am going to hear it when it changes over. So we'll see. So got that up, got that out. One more thing off the to-do list yesterday. To-do list is getting down. It's getting down. I gotta take care of Greedock, and then I can deal with Double. And then Captain. And also start recording Xyphiria's call. I have the first 5 chapters recorded of Xyphiria's call, so I've got a leg up. But it is a long book. It's quite a long story. I think it's 125. So that's about the same size as Double Share. Oh, and I owe Nita something. She asked me for something to read. I need to give her something. So. I don't know what I've got. South Coast is half edited, a third edited. My first pass through. Usually pass in front of vehicles, but made an exception because they stopped well back. So I also got my boiled potatoes and my bacon. I've already had breakfast, but I'm going to have lunch. And I did do the pork loin yesterday, so I have to make spaghetti sauce today. I'm going to make spaghetti and meatballs. That would be tasty. But I got to get the sauce in to simmer. I'll probably do that when I go home. I have a heavy stock pot. I'll put it on low. The Eastern Turn. There's so much going through my head, it's nothing coming out of my mouth. It's a little disconcerting after having so many days where so much came out of my mouth and there was very little in my head. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. Trundle, trundle, trundle. It feels so slow and I'm in a hurry. Monk pole. Today is Wednesday, yes. Okay. Put the milk order out last night. The reason I ask is I just see the recycling truck go by and it's like, wait a minute, that's not due today. No. It's the wrong company. Wrong day. Snort, sniff, snort, sniff. That was a noisy one. It's a cold day. Overcast. Sun is up there. It's glowing behind the clouds, but it's cold. The shirt that I'm wearing is open at the bottom, so every step I take, it sucks a little bit of cold air up under the shirt. It'll teach me to walk without tucking my shirt in. Of course, the other side of that is that I'm so skinny now that there's actually room for that shirt to billow a little bit. It wasn't so very long ago where it would have been snug against my skin. No flapping. No flapping. Story time. It's ridiculous how excited I am about this idea of writing a story. A new story, something new and different, something exciting. I have no idea what it's going to be yet. I have some ideas. I ran by Scott to see if they fit with his ideal. And I have to come up with why he got called a split head. Also have to come up with why Masal the Efficient is called the Efficient. and to turn northward. The last leg of the daily journey. So I was reading up on Quith biology. I still have to go back, because I think, aren't the Quith the ones who have the one eye and it shows colors based on emotion? I wonder if there's a cheat sheet for Quith eye color somewhere. Perhaps in the Siglerpedia. Yeah, it's cold. My nose is running, but I've worked up enough of a body heat to take my gloves off. Get rid of the big hood, I guess. A lot of bird song today. Seventeen minutes for the second mile, not bad, not bad at all. So, yeah, I'm at the back gate. Hiking right along this morning. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.